And now I can construct the internal energy spectral density. So that's how the electrons are distributed in energy. It's the analog to the Planck radiation curves. So in the Planck radiation curves, it tells you what is the distribution of wavelengths of the photons if you hold a system at a constant temperature. And this is the same thing. We think of the electrons as waves. They have a K vector. That means they have a wavelength. And so it's a distribution of the electron wavelengths if you're holding the system at a certain temperature. And like the Planck radiation curves, it changes with temperature. So at zero temperature, the energies are distributed. At zero temperature, the internal energy spectral density is going to be the energy times the density of states. And the density of states goes like 1 over the square root. And I multiply that by energy, and I get something that looks like the square root of energy. So at zero temperature, it looks like the square root of energy up until the Fermi energy. This is energy. This is internal energy spectral density. And then it just falls to zero. There are no states. At zero temperature, there are no electrons with energies above the Fermi energy. And the distribution of the electrons' energies go like a square root below the Fermi energy. And then I turn on higher temperatures, and the Fermi function rounds this function out. So these are for different temperatures. Now what it's possible to do is to integrate this over all energies and get the internal energy. So if I integrate this over all energies, the internal energy is the energy times the density of states, so the number of states at that energy times the probability that that state is occupied, integrated over all energies will give me here the internal energy. And once I have that, I could differentiate it with temperature and calculate the specific heat and the other thermodynamic properties. So that's what